This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Today's celebration of Juneteenth marks 155 years since the end of slavery, when Union troops moved into Galveston, Texas, to enforce the Emancipation Proclamation. It had gone into effect 2.5 years earlier, but the Galveston area was the last remaining holdout to allow slavery. This year, Juneteenth is getting more widespread attention than it usually does. Some would say the attention it has always deserved, as protests against police killings of black Americans and racism have galvanized much of the country. Lemurchie Frazier is Director of Education and Interpretation at the Museum of African American History in Boston, and she joins us now. Lemurchie Frazier, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Thanks for having us.
Is this Juneteenth feeling any different to you than years past, you know, given everything that is happening around the country right now?
I do believe that it has a heightened presence, even though we can't gather in large groups. The recognition that America was invested in slavery and its end was celebrated by those who were most impacted by it. And looking at the conversations that are happening across America and even the globe about spatial and social justice is certainly significant.
What's the significance of Juneteenth for you personally? How does it impact you?
Well, it impacts me as a continuum of American history that is about turning America upright. As America was steeped in the institution of slavery for its founding and building, it means a lot to me that the Emancipation Proclamation was urged by people in Boston, and especially the free black community in Beacon Hill, and urging President Lincoln to amass troops that would be black to fight in the Civil War. It means a lot to me that there is a memorial that celebrates those men and their valiant leader, Robert Gould Shaw. The 54th Massachusetts Volunteer Regiment were fighting for their lives. They were fighting for what would be a future of people of color and black people to have their own voices in American history and in the fight for freedom.
A lot of people outside of the black community are only now paying attention to Juneteenth. What do you want people, especially those who are white, to take from this day?
Well, I think that the issue of slavery is tough stuff. And to recognize that we're at a point where we need to reshape America's narrative, to remove inferiority as a case for describing a group of people, that those who are not within this realm of being considered or consider themselves black or brown people are looking in on what may have them to change their vocabulary of how they speak for and about and to people who are of African descent in this country. Black lives matter, but black lives have always mattered is a stance that we need to put ourselves in, stand up inside ourselves with that.
You've also said you believe Juneteenth is a time for self-reflection for the black community, not just looking outward at the impact that slavery has to this day on wider society or the racism that exists, but also that it's a time for black people to do a check on themselves. What do you mean by that?
I think that because of the issue of white supremacy as a doctrine issuing those that are identified as black and brown inferior to those who are white, that has been levied since the 1500s in the Western Hemisphere, is a very divisive device that impacts us in terms of our own self-love. It's created a look in the mirror that does not reflect the beauty of black people. And so we have to think about our own embrace of our own strength, accomplishments, power, voice to go forward.
Obviously, with coronavirus going on right now, you can't hold in-person celebrations like you normally would. How is the museum marking Juneteenth instead?
Well, we are having a collaboration of the Friends of the Public Garden, the National Park Service, an event tonight. The Royal House Museum is the host for this event. that will present the poetry of Dr. Malcolm Tariq, who is an award-winning African-American scholar and poet. We want to elevate literature as a way to get through this and to find some resolution to support our renewal.
Lamurchi Frazier is Director of Education and Interpretation at the Museum of African American History in Boston. Lamurchi Frazier, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.